ever performed in Arizona before?
I was in Tucson a long time ago. I mean, more than 10 years ago.
Okay.
So, and loved it. You know, for me, this is such an incredibly exotic place. Just, you know, I'm walking around taking photographs of cactus. I mean, I just, it's so beautiful.
A list of things I have to say thank you for. One is the Star Spangled Banner this year. That was...
Oh, thank you. That was so exciting. I'm hoping to get a year out of that, sort of, you know, reveling in that whole experience.
Well, we're all worried about who's going to get it next year when we can't understand it, and it's got the caterwauling at the end again. So it was just, it was great.
I have to say, I really was prepared and excited and thrilled to be there.
It's not like you could save it in the second act then, you're saying.
No, right. Every three-hour performance, which is typically the length of an opera, 3 to 4 hours, you know, nothing's perfect. But in this case, you don't have the chance to kind of redeem yourself.
More and more, because of people like you, and I can think of other musicians too, who ascribe to that idea of, yeah, classical music is classical music, but there are great musicians doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And you've done
all
kinds of stuff.
I do a great variety of singing, it's true. I mean, I really, you know, enjoy that piece of it. That started in jazz. I'm working on a holiday recording right now that'll come out this fall that's mostly jazz and pop. So I think it's good. You know, people used to do that. I mean, Caruso, 100 years ago, people say released the first pop album. It was a worldwide success when we first had recorded sound, singing, you know, Neapolitan love songs. So, and that's the great Caruso. So, you know, there's this whole idea that you can't kind of expand in terms of genre is not really true.
But you've been really daring that way. I was reading an interview with you somewhere about the rock album you made and how your daughters were kind of, what are you going to do this for, Mom?
Well, that was really outside. I mean, you know, that's on my, there's on my website is a sort of an MTV-style video of that. And, you know, and I thought, okay, well, the best way to convince them is to let them be with me in it. So they sing on the album and they're in the video and we had a great time doing it.
One of the things that I so enjoy about you is, and people around here would tell you, I love your voice. You're the entire package as far as acting and being able to sing. And it calls to mind, and I don't like to compare you to anybody, and I'm not doing that vocally, but just in the way the audience can think of you and approach you when I think of Beverly Sills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. And remember, this was a time, this is how things have changed. Beverly Sills hosted Johnny Carson's show for a week. Time. And I think Johnny Carson was actually masterminded for mainstream appeal.
Well, Guilty Pleasures, what we're going to hear you do here in the Valley on Wednesday,
right,
is a breadth of repertoire that you might not have tackled when you were 20, or if you had, it would have been a whole different experience.
Guilty Pleasures, it's almost, they're sort of really pristine, wonderful, beautiful single pieces. I mean, I sort of eventually grouped them in twos by composer sometimes or by language, but I've recorded so much of my mainstream repertoire, I just thought, what haven't I done that I really love? And that's Guilty Pleasures.
So it was this album was your idea then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Most of them are. I mean, you know, you have to sort of follow your own artistic kind of path.